Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
I'm trying to figure out why I'm so emotional about having this person in studio. I really feel like I'm going to get choked up.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just excited. It's been a minute and I can't wait to share the memories that we are about to share.
This is going
to
be very different than it was yesterday with Crash.
Oh.
You can bring him on in. My dude, Carl. Quote unquote intern, Carl. Carl. These are your kids? Get out of here, man.
Eat me out of house and home.
Hold on one second, y'all.
My BW.
Damn,
man.
Hey.
You still remember that handshake? Still remember the handshake?
Oh, the handshake.
What was it?
So those of you that have been listening to the Bert Show for a long time, you'll remember intern Carl. But man, Carl, I got to tell you, dude, every time over the course of the last couple of days that I thought about you being in studio, no matter what I was doing, it put a smile on my face.
Yes, sir.
Every single time,
yes, sir.
Man.
It was nothing but fun.
It was, right?
Yeah, man. I tell my kids, when you say intern, Carl, they have no idea the work that I put in.
I didn't know intern, Carl. I knew phone screener, Carl.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it was phone screener, right? Yeah. You were never an intern, were you?
No, I wasn't.
You
intern.
Were. Then you went to phone screener?
Absolutely. Okay. I paid dues, baby.
Yeah.
You just don't get on the Bert Show. You just don't walk in on the Bert Show.
No, yeah. You know,
so, but yeah, it's been great, man. I really appreciate being back. Y'all are real fancy now, though.
Look at this, though, right? New studio.
How many studios you got now, Bert? I mean, good grief.
I mean, where what? 15, 16, 17.
Well, he's saying because we just had the one room and now right. We got these two
here. Yeah. Look, it's really nice if you want it for your own on October 25th.
So what's this malarkey, man? Well, so you're going to leave shooting at the jumper like Jordan left in Utah? You're going to leave on top?
Well, the difference is Jordan tried to come back. I'm really going to try not to. But I am not promising anything. What years were you with us?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Yeah, because you were here.
We're trying to put it together.
When I joined the show, you were a part of the show, and that was in 2011.
Wow, really?
Yeah, because I've been here 14 friggin' years. Like, I remember having the Christmas party at my house and you being there with your lovely family and your little kids, decorating Christmas cookies with Tracy's little kids at the time at the dining room table.
That's right. So I remember my daughter, who's 24 now.
What?
What?
Yeah, she was a baby. I think she's a couple years older than Hayden.
Yeah, Hayden's 23 now.
Right. And yep. I remember she was a baby because our house got broken into. She came in on the studio. She was how old were you? Well, she was maybe seven.
Seven. Tell me your kids' names again.
Priya, Kali, and I have one Nola.
Okay.
Down in Florida.
All right. Dang, dude. Yeah. So many memories. When you were coming in, Kristen's like, oh, I got a memory. Oh, I got one of him screening. Is this the phone screening call?
Yes, absolutely. Like, when I think of you, Carl, and our time together, one of the first memories is when we did the Atlanta Hawks, like, 3-on-3 basketball. Yeah. Yes! Yes! That's what I'm talking about.
Some. I'm hooping, homie.
We had so much fun doing that. And you and I, that had some actual basketball skills, and then the other people that were on our team, when we saw them shoot, right, we were like, we are screwed.
Who was on the team at the time?
It was me, Carl, Jeff, and Tommy.
Oh, no.
And we played WSB. Those guys had some game. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, man.
We're convinced they brought ringers in. Absolutely. Like, from other affiliates and stuff like that.
After you left, I kept doing it, but it got too intense, and it got too competitive. Like, one guy stuffed me so hard and, like, threw me to the ground, and I looked at him, and I'm like, I'm just a girl. Like, what is going on here?
But Christian, you got some game.
Thank you.
Seriously, I can see why a guy's like, no more. Christian got a nice jumper, too.
Thank you very much. But from being on air, the one story I will never forget, we're all sitting in studio, and you were in the phone screener room, and you come in, and you were like, yeah, there's somebody on the hotline. This dude, Steve Cantrell. And we were all so confused. And we're like, Steve Cantrell?
Were we doing the Who Do You Know game?
I think it was.
It's like when you guys knew a celebrity, you would have them call in, and we were giving away like $10,000 or something like that for the biggest celebrity.
And we get the person on, and it's freaking Steve Carell from The Office. And we're like, Steve Cantrell?
Is that Blue Cantrell's brother?
Now, y'all had no idea how much pressure I was on doing this show, right?
Yeah.
I was just telling my son, I said, dude, I got this, I got into this chasing my rap career. You know, really, like, seriously, I was trying to stay in the music, and so I got an intern, blah, 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 so on. But I was a little out of my turf when I was working for Top 40. So I had these people calling. I had no idea. I live by Google. Y'all had no idea. Bert would say, hey, man, go call Steve Cantrell. Steve Carell, who? Huh? Oh, I live by Google.
It was so funny.
Yeah, it was a really great time for the Bert Show, man. And I'm so glad you were part of it.
It was fun.
We asked these guys to, when they were going to come in, like, think of something that kind of represents your time on the show. Mm-hmm. So what is the clip that you picked here?
You know, the one thing that stuck out immediately was that Tupac audition. I was really trying my best.
Oh, it was a movie.
Absolutely.
Movie?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Tell us about that.
It was called All Eyes on Me. And at the time, Tupac was one of the biggest stories that was untold. And I knew my whole life while they were, while Tupac was around, I just kept hearing, you look like Tupac. So I knew the whole story. But the whole thing was that I had created this entire, I created an agent called Don Schumacher.
That's right. And there wasn't another person. It was you.
Not at all. It was me.
It was you calling for you.
Calling for me. Yeah. Now, Carl Hemphill.
Don Schumacher?
Exactly. Listen to the name. Don Schumacher. When you call him back.
So we have this clip we're going to play here. And he talks about Don Schumacher at one point. Oh. And they ask him to spell Schumacher. And he can't spell it right.
You can't even spell your own made up name right.
This was BK. So I have never heard this, so I'm so excited to hear this.
That's right on point, because I had no idea Tommy pulled that clip.
Okay, and you didn't get the job.
Not at all. I'm still right here talking to you.
All eyes on me.
This is producer Carl's at Mike Music.
Destiny.
That's right.
Destiny.
Pot. What's up, Pot?
It is Destiny right here. Now, Carl, for those that are listening for the first time or don't know your passion for Tupac and your passion for getting this part in the Tupac movie, sort of bring them up to speed.
It all started back in 91. When Pac, you know, he was with Digital Underground, I used to always hear from different women, oh, you look like that guy from Digital Underground. Mm-hmm. Then Tupac came out with his own album, and I just kept hearing the same thing as far as that I look like him, that I act like him a little bit, that I look like him. And I just kept hearing that. And so,
but it was white people telling you that, and you're like, all right,
it's offensive, but I won't say anything. I'll just smile.
Now, to be honest with you, it was black people saying that at first, until he died. Then that's when the white people jumped on the bandwagon.
That's when reason why people that's the first time white people found her exactly. name.
Yeah, they finally saw his face. Oh, that's Tupac. Exactly, okay, right? I get
you look like that guy that got killed. So So ever since then, you know, I've been hearing that I look like him and all that. And so don't get me wrong, I've always been I hate to use the word fan, but if there's anybody in the music game that I was a fan of, it was Pac.
Mm-hmm.
Pac and E-40, you know, like I throw that out there too. But Tupac, he just not only was a fan, I was in tune with what his mission was. His mission was the betterment of his people, black people, of people with less of the community, you know, for the most part. And I connected with that. And not just me, a lot of people that I was around, they kind of considered Pac to be almost like the MLK of our day, of our generation.
Really?
He spoke, definitely. He spoke and touched exactly what a lot of people from the neighborhoods could relate to. So it was a real deep connection with what he was saying with his words. And of course, you know, he's had a lot of issues throughout his time, but you know, we still connected with that. You don't discount or disconnect your cousin just because he has some issues. So Pac was still our guy regardless.
And he was young. How old was he when he got killed?
He was 25 when he got killed.
He was a young
just 25.
Yeah.
And he was just so heavy when it came to just his poetry, his lyrics, what he stood for. He was a civil rights activist, if you ask me. So it had that deep connection.
I liked his song about his mama.
Dear Mama, that one every woman over that I knew of.
Yeah, I love that.
And when my mom started talking about Tupac, I knew he was deeper than just a rapper. Than just a hip hop artist.
Because your mom knew him.
Oh, yeah. And my mom wasn't playing the radio when it came to hip hop. And so I had this deep connection with hip hop and Tupac. And so I've always been told, listen, dude, if this movie ever comes out, when it comes out, you better go out there and play for the, and go out for the audition. I'm not a Tupac wannabe. You know, I just had love for the dude. You know, I just had love for that person. But
and you have no acting background. So people were telling you to go out for this position and you have no acting background.
Regardless, they say go out for it, man, because, you know, I have a certain level of passion when it comes to what I got passion for, which is my family.
And you favor him, too. I mean, I think you can't dismiss how, you know, you do favor Pac.
Right. And I want to bring his soul to the screen again. You know, I want to be able to bring that. I don't think that there's too many people out there that has that passion like me.
Mm-hmm. I can hear it.
And I really think that this is not a threat or anything like that. This is to anybody that's going out for this role. You better come hard, man, because I am. I'm coming in.
Oh,
I'm serious. And I'm not even using the microphone just to shine and act and be out. Anybody that knows me can repeat this conversation 2 weeks ago. I'm not just saying it because I'm on air right now, you know?
Right.
So this is for real.
And you talk about Tupac like my 8-year-old talks about Justin Bieber, so I know you're serious.
Well, and the thing is, like, let's say that if you could only act one role, this would be the role you would act.
This is it.
Yeah.
If I could only be one other person. I don't wear anybody on my shirt except certain people. Tupac, Richard Pryor, and Muhammad Ali. Those are I don't wear the names on my jerseys. I'm not that guy, you know? So it means a lot for me to want to be someone else, you know? Mm-hmm.
So Carl here has been like really aggressive about going for this part. Mm-hmm. He found out all the info, did the research himself, created this
his own agent
character, really, that has been placing calls on Carl's behalf and calling out to LA. So
that's
he's getting
his first acting role.
That's right.
It's your own agent. That's right.
So I created this agent and I noticed that, you know, when you want to become, you have to play the part. You know, you fake it till you make it. So I considered myself to become my agent. So I became Don Schumacher. So I would call out to L.A. because I caught wind that the role was being generated.
Don, can you just spell your last name for me real quick?
Schumacher. That's S-C-H-A-U. I'm sorry, S-C-H-U-M-A-C-H-E-R.
Okay,
Schumacher.
Got it.
But so I called out to L.A. and I got the wind that this role was being casted. So I was real aggressive just calling back and forth. I know they got tired of me. So I caught wind of that. I sent out my photos. And then next thing I know, they kind of switched it up a little bit on me. They said that you had to do an online audition. And so when I was out there to the Tupac Performing Arts, just kind of sniffing around, talking to people, they were the ones that told me that I needed to go ahead and submit a video. Right. But then I called back out to L.A. Then they confirmed that. So there's a Twitter account that you in search of Tupac, blah, blah, blah. So I've caught wind of that. All of y'all been really good and helping me out. The Burt Show community been sending me all kind of information.
That's great.
So long story short, I have the monologue that they want us to perform. And I've been studying this dude since he was around and studying even harder since I've heard about this role.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I've been practicing my own, I've had my own monologues that I wanted to perform, but on this with this audition, you have to perform this one specific monologue. So it kind of threw me off a little bit.
So what they're trying to do is like get audition tapes from everybody with similar material,
and they want to be able to compare.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. So how long have you been working on the monologue?
I've been working on that since I got it maybe Saturday, and I planned on doing it this coming Saturday. So I feel that I'm ready for it, but I wanted to make sure I just had all these T's and I's dotted and crossed, and I'm dead serious about this. I don't want to even play around with this halfway. So
I love your passion, Carl.
I'm interested.
This is great.
I want to download some pop.
You got me interested.
I know. It's good.
I want to hear what you got.
Yeah, all right. So now this monologue right here, I wanted to give a lot of his passion, of his feelings, of how he was, just not when it comes to the hip hop. I wanted to kind of exemplify his whole passion and where he came from. Now, this monologue where he is, it's a little mild. You know, it takes place outside of a courthouse, and he's kind of talking to reporters, and he's kind of questioning himself, like, you know, why me? Why me? So it's kind of mild. It's not what I anticipated, but the passion comes from the song that I'm going to perform.
Okay.
So they want to perform the monologue and the song.
Yeah, they want to see a rap performance too.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Now I've got the song here also, but let's hear the monologue first. Okay.
All right. Now the monologue. Now you have to realize that I'm acting this out too.
Okay.
You know, it's not just audio for you all listening. All right, so
I take a breath.
It's all right.
Take a breath.
All right.
Forget us in the studio. Forget it.
Okay.
Get in the zone.
Producer Carl, monologue audition, scene one.
Why am I the only one in court right now? Why is the cameras all over me? In reports and in all these charges, I didn't do nothing. I'm charged with being in concert with some guys. But where they at? Why me? Because I'm too... No, I'm not angry at them. I'm angry at the system. You know, I don't want nobody else to go to jail. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to go to jail for something I didn't do. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want to be the scapegoat. I want to, only way I've been practicing my whole life is to live my life to be responsible for what I do. I don't know how to be responsible for what every black male do. I don't know. And yes, I'm a thug because I come from the gutter and I'm still here. I'm not a thug because I want to rob and rape you. I'm a businessman because you find me at my places of business. You don't find me up in. I don't understand this. I don't understand this. That's it.
All right.
Ah, Carl, that was great.
I did too, though.
This is a guy that has no previous acting experience at all.
I think we're going to be on a red carpet soon with Carl.
Zero.
Goosebumps.
You want to do the song too?
Yeah, I'm ready. Now, the song has three people on there, so I'm just going to do the first verse.
Okay.
It's a lot. I need some water.
He's like Intern Kyle right now. Here, drink out of Intern Kyle's cup.
Now the song and everything, it's just... Bert, you might have to pod down the mic or whatever because, you know, when I get into that mode, man, I grab the mic and I go Tupac
all
on
right.
this thing.
All right.
Brace yourself is what I heard. Brace yourself.
Bring the heat. You tell me when to hit the song and I'll start rolling it.
Excuse me. It's a trip because saying his words, his lyrics, the whole past 10, 15 years, there's a couple of lyrics I didn't know he said that. You know, I'm like, wow.
Okay. That's what he's trying to say.
I was thinking that wrong funny. The whole time.
Okay, I'm ready.
You ready?
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Clear enough for you?
Yeah. Now, why dudes look mad? Y'all supposed to be happy I'm free.
Y'all think like y'all want to be the same jam.
Picture me rolling in my 500 Benz. I have no love for these fools. I have to leave for be friends. They have me under surveillance. Notice dope being sold. But I ain't the one selling. Don't want to be another number. I got a puff a gang a week to keep from going under. The federalities want to see me dead. Fools put prices on my head. Now I got two Rottweilers by my bed. I feed them lead. Now that I'm a reason who I live. Well, God forgive me for all the dirt a fool did. To leave kids. One life to live. It's too hard to live positive. When fools shooting at your crib. Mama, I'm still thugging. The waters of war zone. My homies is inmates and most of them dead gone. Full grown, following your man and scheming on ways to put some green inside the palm on my empty hand. So picture me rolling, lost in the bins and the rims I done stolen. My loss is censored. My hopes are gone. I'm like a fiend, if like the devil, when the dope is gone. Nerves is wrecked.
Heart beating up, my hands are swollen. Picture another G's I be holding. Picture me rolling. I don't like that, y'all. I didn't like the way that the music was down, and I had to kind of.
That's all right.
Good, Carl.
One thing that
listeners can't see is, I know, yeah, the mic's thrashed. The thing that I think that listeners can't see is the fact that, you know, how some people may get nervous and have their eyes closed and not interact with the rest of the room. But, like, the whole time that Carl was doing all that, he was looking at everybody and he was in the character.
Zone. Yes. Like, you're in the monologue.
And it's, you've got till Saturday to perfect this too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
It's okay.
You've got
to get it.
You've got the passion.
And the thing is, just do your thing, because I'm sure that the directors and everybody's not necessarily looking for polished,
right?
But they're probably looking for that passion,
right?
You know?
I get it. I'm serious. I'm going hard at this. So
can hear that.
I'm still talking about the lyrics and everything, but
yeah, you got to get those lyrics right, because if you mess up the lyrics, that's the one thing. You watch American Idol every week. They say do not mess up the lyrics to a song.
Right. You got it.
Yeah.
All right,
you'll call us early next week and let us know how.
Yeah, let y'all know what's happening.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome.
All right, so we're back live now. We were being nice. That wasn't good.
That was funny. For the last year, I wondered why I didn't get the part.
All these years later, I think we can all agree, like, the singing part just wasn't going to happen for you.
Oh, man, I was so ready for that part. Anyway.
However, watching you in studio, you still remember that monologue word for word.
Y'all have no idea how many times I practiced that thing. I hired a producer. I hired an acting coach, Danny. Shout out to Danny. Yeah, I hired an acting coach and everything. I was serious.
Yeah, I know you were. I know you were. Man, it's so good to see you guys again. I'm so glad you brought your kids in too. I will let you guys know this about your dad.
Please tell
him. He worked so hard and he cared so much for you guys, and I'm sure he still does. You and I off the air used to have a lot of conversations about family and the ups and the downs.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you guys, you were always on his heart. I mean, every single conversation I felt like circled back to the family.
Absolutely.
And he worked so hard in here, and there are just very few people that would walk in that studio and every single time would just light up this studio with a great attitude. Your dad was it.
Thank you, man. And it was easy to do because you all treated me so well. And Bert, the dad-to-dad talks that we had, I remember them, man. And the staff, I was telling my kids, you were really great at what you did. So I didn't just sit here and was an intern and producer. I studied you, bro. I know why you're 25 years in the game and leaving on top. I know that business, looking at you from the business perspective as well. Shout out to the team. Kristen, I love you too, baby. I'm sorry.
I love you too, Carl.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Abby, this is Carl.
Carl,
this is
Abby. Nice to meet you, Carl.
Thanks for coming in, dude. Now we can finally go out and really have those dinners and drinks we've been talking about for the last 10 years, okay? All right. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.